grow towards advanced sleep practices. When I first began sleep medicine training and then practicing sleep medicine, my work and learning domains felt clearly defined. Patients were referred for snoring, excessive daytime sleepiness, insomnia, parasomnia, or treatment-resistant hypertension. We performed diagnostic testing, interpreted the studies, initiated PAP therapy, and scheduled follow-up visits. It was meaningful work. It was also relatively narrow. However, even from the start, there was a feeling that many things were not quite right. I began to realize that sleep medicine sits at a crossroad of nearly every chronic disease we manage in modern healthcare. Heart failure worsens when sleep-disordered breathing goes untreated. Atrial fibrillation recurs, cognitive decline accelerates, depression deepens, and diabetes destabilizes. Neurodegenerative disorders evolve alongside fragmented sleep. What we diagnose as night reverberates across the entire health system during the day. However, measurement in sleep medicine was relatively simple, numerical, reductionist, and followed simple, somewhat arbitrary rules. It was not my original intent to stay exclusively in sleep medicine, but as challenges emerged and I could address some of them, it became my destination. That realization changed how I thought about my practice. This pillar, Grow Towards Advanced Sleep Practices, is not about adding complexity for its own sake. It is about recognizing that sleep medicine is not merely a diagnostic specialty, but a platform for modifying risk, improving quality of life, and influencing long-term outcomes in vulnerable populations. It requires moving beyond a transactional model of test and treat into longitudinal syndrome-focused team-based care. Sleep medicine may traditionally target disease, but sleep is also a window into human systems biology. And maybe sleep can be manipulated for improved health similar to a gym workout. The first shift is conceptual. Should we stop asking how many studies did we perform this month and begin asking which disease states are we uniquely positioned to influence? In my own practice, this question led us towards cardiology collaborations, assisted ventilation programs, circadian clinics, and movement disorder partnerships. We began developing focused pathways for patients with and without heart failure and complex sleep disordered breathing, for individuals with Parkinson's disease experiencing excessive daytime sleepiness, and for women navigating pregnancy or menopause with evolving sleep physiology. Each new program shared similar features. There was always an internal champion, someone within our team deeply committed to the population. There was always an external partner who believed sleep could improve outcomes. There was a clearly defined unmet need. There was almost always a population facing serious morbidity that could be modified by better sleep care. The assisted ventilation clinic was one of our most transformative expansions. Patients with chronic respiratory failure often drift between pulmonology, critical care, and home equipment providers without coordinated oversight. By creating a structured outpatient ventilation clinic with home care respiratory therapy support, home transcutaneous CO2 monitoring, telemedicine follow-up, and strong DME partnerships, we shifted from reactive troubleshooting to proactive management. We reduced hospitalizations, improved quality and likely quantity of life, and motivated the development of specific sleep laboratory protocols. Circadian medicine offered a different lesson. It revealed how much sleep health exists outside the laboratory. Shift workers, adolescents, patients with extreme delayed sleep phase disorder, non-24-hour disorder, sleep-wake cycle instability, these individuals often had nowhere structured to go. By formalizing circadian assessment with ectography, biological phase markers, and behavioral intervention pathways, we expanded our definition of sleep care. We also discovered that many patients who felt treatment failures in traditional models simply needed rhythm alignment via a dedicated service. Technology has accelerated this evolution across the field. Artificial intelligence in scoring has started to reduce turnaround times and allow technologists to focus on complex cases. Remote patient monitoring has transformed PAP management from sporadic visits to dynamic engagement. Advanced signal analytics such as EEG spectrograms, cardiopulmonary coupling, and several phenotyping approaches have revealed that not all obstructive sleep apnea is biologically the same. We are moving from severity classification towards mechanism identification. At the same time, I have learned that technology without governance is noise. AI must be validated. Wearables must be contextualized. EHR analysis must be aligned with quality improvement. Developing an advanced sleep practice requires discipline as much as innovation. Fiscal responsibility is uncomfortable for direct care providers, but necessary. Perhaps the most important shift has been in team structure. Advanced sleep medicine cannot be physician-centric. Nurse practitioners coordinate chronic care. Respiratory therapists fine-tune ventilator settings. Sleep technologists are our most precious resource, are our warriors in the sleep laboratory, and can also provide adherence coaching and data interpretation. Educators lead group CBTI sessions. Each role expands as the practice matures. Leadership in this context means building systems that allow others to operate at the top of their training. There are challenges. Advanced programs require investment. Reimbursement does not always align nearly with effort. Multidisciplinary coordination is time intensive. Some initiatives, like circadian medicine, are more mission-driven than financially driven. Yet the strategic return is profound. We are becoming embedded in cardiology conferences, at neuromuscular disease tables, and participate in perioperative planning. Sleep medicine is slowly becoming essential rather than optional. Growing towards advanced sleep practices is ultimately about identity. Are we a laboratory or are we a longitudinal partner in chronic disease management? For me, the answer has become clear. The future of sleep medicine lies in specialization without fragmentation, innovation without abandoning fundamentals, and integration across disciplines. In-laboratory diagnostics remain foundational, but they no longer are the endpoint. They are one instrument in a broader orchestra of care. Every patient is a source of big data, wherever they are, home, hospital, laboratory, traveling, or living. This chapter outlines some domains that define an advanced sleep practice. Syndrome-focused programs, neurostimulation pathways, artificial intelligence integration, advanced signal analysis, assisted ventilation clinic, circadian medicine, and dynamic tracking technologies. Together, they represent not an expansion of services, but an expansion of vision. Sleep medicine is evolving. The question is not whether advanced practice models will emerge, but whether we will lead them.